Okay, today is Daf Dalid of Maseftes Moed Katan. We're in Gimel Lamed Beis. We're up to Vahani Hilchasa Nidhu. Right? What? Now the Gemara asks, five lines from the bottom. Vahani Hilchasa Nidhu? One second. The Isser Molacha of Tosefes Shvius. That's halacha l'moshe mitzinai? On the base, in the bottom. Five lines from the bottom. Kroy ninu, it's a pasuk. It's not halacha l'moshe mitzinai, it's a pasuk. What's the pasuk? The Tanya, this should be the Tanya. It says like this. This is a very interesting pasuk. It's a pasuk, it appears in Parshas Kisisa. And the pasuk says like this. Sheish yom tavod, which means 6 days a week you should work. Bachar ubayom hashvi tishbos, and on the seventh day you should rest. I'm on Gimel Amid Beis. What's going on? Gimel Amid Beis. Gimel Amid Beis. Five lines from the bottom. Bahani hilchasa ninu. The Gemara asks. It's a halacha l'moshe. We seen on this. This is what we said yesterday. It's not true. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says again. Sheishes yamim tavod. 6 days you should work, ubayom hashvi tishpos, and on the seventh day you should rest. Bacharish is plowing, ubakatir, and with harvesting, tishpos you should rest. Why did the Torah have to say that you should rest with harvesting and with plowing, which are two out of the 39 malachas? Isn't that redundant? We know you're not allowed to do 39. Why is the Torah mentioning two of them? So what's the answer to that question? It's a machlokas tanoim. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, this pasuk is the makar for Tosefes Shvius. How on earth do you get Tosefes Shvius out of a simple pasuk that says don't plow on Shabbos? Here we go. It says Bacharish uBakatzar Tishpos, right? From plowing and from harvesting, you should refrain. You should rest. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ain't Tzarech Lomer Chatzir V'Katzir Shel Shvius. It's not necessary to tell me that you can't plow or plant or harvest on Shemitah. Now, this pasuk wasn't talking about Shemitah. But if it would be talking about Shemitah, it would even be redundant also. Why? Sharei Kfar Nemet already says, Tzadcha Lo Sizra, don't plant, V'Karmacha Lo Sizmar, and don't prune, and don't harvest. Ella, you know what it must mean? It must mean Choresh Shel Erev Shvius. Choresh of Erev Shvius, Shenichnas L'Shvius, on its way into the seventh year, V'katzer Shal Shvius, and harvesting of Shemitah, Sheyatzah L'matzah Shvius, in the eighth year. So all that is Osir. What do you see from here? It's somehow it's a drasha, that Erev, there's such a thing as Tosefes Shvius. It's not the seventh year yet. It's the sixth year still. Going into the seventh year is still a problem.
What do they use? They use Choresh, which wasn't even, yes, they used.
Somebody asked that question. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, from that pasuk we learn a different thing. We learn like this. Ma charish rishos, just like plowing is a rishos, af katzir rishos. So too a katzir is a rishos. In other words, you want to plow for your own benefit? You're not allowed to. You want to harvest for your own benefit? You're not allowed to. However, yatza katzir ha-omer shi mitzvah. But if you need to plow, if you need to do katzir for a mitzvah, it's mutter. What mitzvah is that? Omer. If you need to cut the omer and it happens to be a Shabbos, you're allowed to.
So why lulav and nashar is not allowed to on shvi's?
What?
Why can't you plant lulav and nashar on shvi's?
No, we're talking about a Shabbos.
Shabbos.
You need the second day of Pesach falls out on the Shabbos. That's to say that can't happen. But times of Gemara, there was a time in history when that could happen, right? So if that happened, you're allowed to do the I Shabbos. Yeah, but this pasuk alludes to the fact that only if it's a rishus, you're not allowed to do it. For a mitzvah, you're allowed to. It's docha Shabbos. So what do you see from here? That Tosefes Shvius is halacha l'moshe mitzinai. It's in a pasuk. It's not halacha l'moshe mitzinai. It's in a pasuk. According to Rabbi Akiva, anyway. El Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, you're right. Ki gemiri hilchasa l'mishrei yalda. When we have the halacha l'moshe mitzinai, right, was allowing what we said yesterday, those 10 trees. those trees, 10 trees that are in a certain configuration in a field, they need a lot of water, they need a lot of care, they shouldn't get ruined. That, the halacha l'moshe v'tzina comes along and tells me, for that there's no tosefes shviyas. That's an exception. Okay?
So you're allowed or not allowed?
You're allowed to. Right?
Up until she...
Hilchasa l'mishri, to allow yalda, the young trees. Kroi, the pasuk, is l'mesar zikena. But the old trees, old things, there's no need for that. And on that, there's tosefes shviyas. So the Gemara, you understand? So there's two limudim here. There's halacha l'moshe v'sinai and a pasuk. The pasuk is allowing the young, and the halacha l'moshe v'sinai is asering the old. Ask the Gemara, one second. Kivin d'hilchasa l'mishri yalda, since the halacha is allowing the new, lav memela zekein asira, so anyway the old's aser. In other words, we have an exception. That's mutter. I don't need a pasuk or halacha l'moshe to tell him, well, the rest of it's aser. I know myself it's aser. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela hilchasa, the halacha is l'Rebbe Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, he learned the pasuk from the whole other story. He learned the pasuk about Omer, something with the Omer. Nothing to do with Shemitah. So according to him, how does he know of such a concept of Sefer Shviyas? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Cry l'Rebbe Akiva, and the pasuk is Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because this is what he used his pasuk for. His pasuk was Tosefes Shviyas. How can you have halacha l'moshe m'sinai? It's not universal. Can't have such a thing. I'll have such a thing. Right? Everyone holds him halacha. Akiva doesn't need halacha l'moshe, he has a pasuk. So what does that mean? What? Right. I know, but if you have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you can't reject it.
Not reject it. Better to have it hanging out a pasuk.
Right. So he's saying, really, he would agree with... One second.
She's from Akiva anyway, and Rabbi Yishmael.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, Rabbi Akiva always goes for a pasuk, no matter what.
Uh-huh.
And Rabbi Yishmael always goes for a darshan, no matter what.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to say...
I was.
What?
What?
I thought you were going to say that this machlokas parallels the Surah machlokas and Menachas of Samach Chesem and Beis about Sfiris Ora. That's where I thought you were going.
Which
seemed to be Shmuel and Rebekah. That's where I thought you were going. That's where I thought you were going, which is what... Yeah, who said that? The Ridva? Yeah, others say that, yeah. Okay. I knew that's what you meant to say. Okay, next.
But it's true, though. It's better to have a pasuk than a halacha l'moshe.
Yeah, but if you have the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, what do you need a pasuk for? You can't reject that halacha. It's not a machlokas. You can't reject it. Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But what you're saying is must be the answer. Okay, now, then we said yesterday, for Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Gamliel, ubeis dino, mid'araisa batalahu. Mid'araisa, they were mavatal. They were mevatel. What were they mevatel? Tosefes Shviyas. My time of why?
What were they mevatel?
They were mevatel Tosefes Shviyas. Why? Gomar Shabbos Mishabbos Bereishis. They made a Gzeirah Shava from Shabbos Bereishis. What does Shabbos Bereishis mean? The first Shabbos or any Shabbos. Ma'alahalan hi asura. Just like by a regular Shabbos, hi asura. Shabbos is usher. Lefaneha ul achmeh mutarin. And before and after it's mutter. Before Shabbos and after Shabbos it's mutter. Afkan, so to hear, hi asura lefaneu ulachara mutarin. Before and after it's mutter. Says Tosfos, the second Tosfos, one second. V'ikasha, what do you mean before and after Shabbos is mutter? V'ha mafkinan mikra v'mesekles yuma. We learn out of mesekles yuma, v'perek basra, v'tzarek lasos tosefes gabe Shabbos. You have to have tosefes Shabbos also. Bain v'chnitzasa, bain yitziyasa, l'hosef michal ala kodesh. What are you talking about? There's no tosefes Shabbos over here. Well, just like there's no Tosefes Shabbos, there's no Tosefes Shviyas. That's true. Of course there's Tosefes Shabbos.
Didn't we have a
shiur
once on the Tosefes Shabbos?
Yes. Yeah.
That was built into the Shabbos itself.
That could be. But But whatever you want, it's still on Friday. It's still something on Friday, whether it's built in, whatever you want, whatever hesb you want to give for it. It's still true. So Tosefes answer, it's not such a kasha. Calm down. Ikka lemeimar hahu porta lo kachashiv. You know why? Because how long does it have to be? 2 hours? A tiny porto, a tiny amount. It's malachus on that, but the consensus is it can be a few minutes. A few minutes, not a few minutes. Lo kachashiv, I'm mentioning that. Kivin delo havi el a kol shu. It's a kol shu. What's a kol shu? Less than a few minutes. All right, it's a kol shu. V'chiyahu shiura nami yehi modrav and gamlil tzarechol. Of course there is a little grease to that. Of course he agrees to that. If it's a Tosefer Shabbos, a few minutes. Of course he agrees to that. Right? The Rambam has the big problem with the Tosefer Shabbos is, how do you have Tosefer Shabbos when you come to shul and you daven mincha? That's the big problem. That's the problem. You daven mincha, right? That's not Shabbos. So then what do you do? So when's your Tosefer Shabbos? After you daven mincha? Kabbalah Shabbos. It's already after Shkia. What? Gesundheit. Even in a shul like here, where we start 10 minutes before, by the time we get to Kabbalah Shabbos, we start 20 minutes before. Sorry, 10 minutes before. Our mincha is 10 minutes before.
Many people might do that on Friday.
What? By the way, there was never such a thing as davening Friday mincha gedolah till America. In Europe, it was never, ever done. It wasn't done. To have a thing, daven Friday. I'm not talking about Erev Shabbos, Chanukah. I'm not talking about things like that. Every week to daven 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with it. But it was never done.
They
solved
the problem that we made by making early Shabbos.
What do you mean?
The 7 o'clock times.
Right. Right. No, I know what it is. Because in the winter, if you're at work, and there's a mincha at 1 o'clock, right, and then you have an extra 10, 15 minutes to get ready for Shabbos, I hear. But no, it was never done like that.
It's the opposite. In the summer.
Right.
He messes the time frame up, so instead of messing it up, you dab it early.
Right? He's built in my
grandfather. And that 7 o'clock is also an American thing.
Right. Right, 100%. My grandfather told me he never made early Shabbos in his life till he came to America.
Exactly.
Never such a thing as early Shabbos. Not one person in the whole Europe, not the whole Europe, where he lived in Hungary, never early Shabbos. Never.
Make early Shabbos.
But that's a kasha, which is a very difficult way to get around that kasha. How do you have to sefer Shabbos if you're a man? And you daven mincha, and come to shul on a Friday afternoon, you daven mincha. You have to sefer Shabbos during Chazaras Hashatz. It's a funny thing. You have to daven mincha. So by you daven mincha, you're demonstrating today is Friday. No question about that. How do you have to sefer Shabbos now?
You're saying that it's Friday?
Yeah. Mincha is part of Friday. What? I know. So Friday afternoon you daven mincha, right?
Right.
What's your mincha? What is that? Tosefer Shabbos? Impossible. So when do you have Tosefer Shabbos? When do you do that? After mincha? Between mincha and when Shkia begins?
That's when it's supposed to be done. What? That's when it's supposed to be done, obviously.
So it's a very difficult question. How do you resolve that?
It's only
tell us, by the way, don't think that Rabbi Gamliel is rejecting Tosefer Shabbos. Of course he's not. Because you know why? It's a very short amount of time.
Sure.
Not even mentioning that. To have a 3 hour Tosefer Shabbos, no such thing. To have such a long Tosefer Shavuos, no such thing. They got rid of it. Okay. Maskifla Ravashi, Manda Arma Hilchasa, Isik Zereshava, Asa Hilchasa. So 1 second. If you hold from the Halachal Moshe Misinai, can a Zereshava be ochre that? Right? In other words, we have a halacha of Moshe Sinai, such a thing as Tosefer Shabbos. Comes Lugam and Galil, I've had Zerah Shabbat, not like that.
Again.
1 minute. Manda Amar, is Kra. And if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, it's based on a Pasuk. So is Zerah Shabbat, Akra Kra? What, a Zerah Shabbat can undo a Pasuk? How do you do that? How does that work? So the Gemara says, El Amar Vashi, Rabbi Gamil, based Dino, Savri, Lak Rabbi Shmuel. First of all, they hold like Rabbi Shmuel. The Amri, Hilchasa Gemirila. It's halacha of Moshe Misinai. However, the Chi Gemiri Hilchitza Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. The Halacha L'Moshe Yisini only applied when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Dumya, just like the other things in that list. Nitzachamayim. Nitzachamayim is also known as Nitzachamayim today. It's in Halacha L'Moshe Yisini. Yeah, but it doesn't apply. Hasam Avo Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Lo. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Din of Tosefer Shavuos. Why? What's the connection between Beis HaMikdash and I don't know. But that's how he gets out of it. Okay?
I want to keep going back and forth from Shvius, Shabbos to Shvius, and trying to figure out what the connection is.
Between
Shvius.
Because there's a pasuk there in Parshas Kisisa, which says that on the seventh day, you shouldn't harvest and you shouldn't plow. That's redundant, so they learned it out for Shemitah. It's not the first time that. No, only is only we said only malachas about plowing, about working the land.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, gotta move. You're not allowed to use rainwater or pit water, water in a pit in a well, to irrigate your field on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. Not allowed to do that. So Bishlom make kilon. I understand why you can't use a make kilon water from a well. That's a big pain in the neck to get the water out of there, and that's a big schlep. Ela make a shalom. My tircha. Why not rainwater? What's the tircha? The rain falls, no? So Amar Velay, Amar Yochanan, two reasons. Gzera make gishamim atu make kilon. It's a gzera. You can't use rainwater because you'll come to use well water. And well water is a real tircha. That's answer number one. Ravashi Amar, no. Megisham gufayhu, who they make kilon asu. No, megishamim leads to a well water. Why? Because the guy is a bichachim. Why should I do the rain is raining over here on my field? But you know what? Right next to my field, I have a driveway. I don't need to train on the driveway. I'll build a bar over there, and I'll have the water collect out. There'll be more water. The rainwater leads to not a gzera. The first answer was gzera. Here, it's not a gzera. It'll lead to it. It'll cause mekilon, and that's a tzirka yisera. Right? You want to collect the rainwater if you can. Ukamifugi bidrab zera. And they're arguing the idea of rab zera. Damar rab zera. Amar rabba bar yirmiya amar shmuel. Naharos hamoshkin mayin min haagamim. If you have water, rivers that draw water into a swamp, into an agam, into a pond, mutter lahashkos mehem b'chal shamoid. You're allowed to water that on Chol HaMoed. Now, Mar Isle de Rav Zera, Rav Ashi said that the reason why you're not allowed to use rainwater is because it'll bring you to well water. He agrees with that. That what? Why? Because there's no chashash that it's somehow you're going to collect it. You have so much of a river over here. You're not going to collect the water. It's not a chashash. Umar, less of a drab zera. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a gzera atu me kilon. Me gishamim is utter because it's a gzera me kilon. No other reason. It's a gzera me kilon. Right? The chashash isn't that we're going to run out of water. We're going to have to. Nothing to do with that. It's a gzera. So therefore, he won't agree with Rabbi Zera. Because a gzera is a gzera. Okay, now, gufa. If water is drawn, you draw the water from a river into the pond. You're allowed to use that on Chol HaMoed. Why? It's not considered a tircha. One second. Didn't our Mishnah say, Avalo mimei gishamim velo mimei kilon? Didn't our Mishnah say that? What's going on here? So, Amalei Yirmiyah Bri, Yirmiyah my son, Hani agamim de Bavel. Kimaya delo paskudami. Well, Bavel is not Eretz Yisrael. Bavel, the water is endless. So Bavel is not a problem. It's not a chashash. It's not a tircha. The water is so easy. It's so readily available. The river's right here. It's not a tircha. It's not a problem. Tana Rabbanan, hafsikos, some kind of pool, some kind of dugout, v'abrechos, or a pool. Shenis malu mayim erev yontif. You filled it up in erev yontif. Aser lahashkos behen b'chal shemoid. You're not allowed to use it to water a field on Chol HaMoed. V'mhoitza amas hamayim overes b'nei mutter. Unless there's a canal actually going through the field. Amar of Papa. V'hu sheruba shel osa sadeh shotze me'osa amas hamayim. As long as the field, rove of the field, is irrigated from that ama, from that canal. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, afal pi she'ein ruba shel osa sadeh shotze. Even if it's not rove of the field, it's still mutter. Why? Given the kamashcha v'atya, because since it's being pulled, it's being, what's the word I'm looking for? Drawn. Meimar Omar, somebody will say, Ilo shasi l'chad yoma, tishi l'cheret tos yoma. If it's not going to happen in one day, it'll take 2 or 3 days. But either way, it's going to happen, and it's not a tircha. Tana Rabbanan, we learned. Brecha shenotefes mayim misadeh beis hashlachin zu. If you have a pool, and the water is dripping out onto this field, you can use it to irrigate another field. Vaha avida de paska, but it's going to stop, it's going to dry up, and therefore it's going to be a tircha. Amar v'yemiyah, no, adayin hi mitaf tefes, it's still dripping, it's not going to dry up so fast. Okay, I told you, this Gemara is very, very, I don't know what to say about it, but I don't understand it really. Amar abaya, V'hu shelo pasak mayon rishon. As long as the first, what's the first mayon? The first spring didn't dry up. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Asi Omer, shtei arugos, if you have two patches, zu lamayla mizu, one above the other, lo yadle menat achtona v'yashke salyona. You can't use the lower one to irrigate the upper one. Why? Because it's a big tircha. Yeser al kein, more than that, Omer belazar bar Shimon, afil aruga achas, you have one patch, chetzi namach v'chetzi gavo, one's low, one's high, lo yadle yimakom namach v'yashke lamakom gavoa. You can't draw... Have the low support the upper, right? Tanur Rabbanan, madlin liyirakos, but you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to somehow water the vegetables kedei la'achlan. You're going to eat them on Chol HaMoed. V'yimish b'liyafutzan aser. But if you just want to make them look pretty, that's aser. Not going to die. So Ravina and Rabbi Tosfa havik azei borucha. Listen to this. Ravina and Rabbi Tosfa were walking down the street. Chazil who gave it to a guy to have a dali divla b'chalamoid. He was watering his patch on chalamoid, his vegetable patch. And it wasn't, I guess, that he was going to eat it. How they knew that, but he wasn't going to eat it. He wasn't going to eat it, he was just doing it to make it pretty. So Amalei Ravatos follow Ravina, Lesi Mara Lashamte, should we go put this guy in Cherem? Amalei, not so fast, calm down. Votanya, Medalin Lirakos Ktila Ochlan. You're allowed to do it if you're going to eat it. What are you jumping? You're allowed to do it if you're going to eat it. Right? Amalei, mi savarta my medalin maya? Well, you think that the Mishnah, that Bryson meant that you're allowed to water, it means with water? Medalin, what is medalin? How do they translate it with medalin? Huh? They don't translate it. It's somehow affecting the vegetables.
Like I said, you think madalin is drawing water?
Yeah, you think it means drawing water? No! My madalin, you know what it means? Shlufe. It just means to pull out the bad ones and make the better ones. But Mimela, when you pull out the bad ones, the better ones could grow. That's all it means. Kititnan, Hamedal Begafonim. If you do that to vineyards, you pull out the bad ones. Kishem Shu Medal Bishalo. Just like you do it for your own. Kahu Medal Bishalaniyim. Divir Yehuda. You can do it for the Aniyim also. You let the Aniyim do their own job. You don't have to be so busy with them. Let them do it themselves how they want to do it. You can do your own. Yes. What? No, we're not talking about neither one. We're talking about Peya. Right. So Amalei, I Vatanya Medalin Mayim Liyakos Kedil Achol. It says specifically water. Don't tell you it means something else. It means weeding. That's not what it means. Amalei, Itanya Tanya. If it said that, then it said that. Then you're right. Then if it said that, then okay, it said that.
Why did they approach the guy and say, maybe he was ignorant, why did they put him in the chair right away?
It's a good question. It's a fair question. Right away, jump and let's put a guy in chair. So I'm not accusing, who is this? I'm not accusing Rabbi Tosfa of not caring about another person's feelings. I'm not accusing him of that. What's the pshat? I don't know. We're next. Two dots. Then we said, what? It's not going to work. I give you an A for effort. Then we said like this: Ein osin ugios l'gafonim. You're not allowed to make ditches around the gethen, around the vineyard, around the vines, to help them grow better. It's considered too much of a tircha. Okay. You're gonna put water in there maybe to help it grow. You're not allowed to do any of that. My ugios. What is ugios? Amar Yehuda banki pits. Tanya Rabbi Hachi elu hein ugios. These are ugios. Bedidin shebeikrei zesim. Pits at the root of the Zayas and the root of the Geffen. Ain't he, is that true? For Rabbi Yehuda Shara Libnei Bar Tziasi, Rabbi Yehuda allowed this town, these people in this town, Banki Lakarmehen, to use a pit in their vineyards. He allowed such a thing. How could you say Mishnah Tate Aser? Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Ha, Bechadati. When are you not allowed to do it? With a new one, with a new pit. Ha, Batiki. When are you allowed to with an old pit? Says Rashi, Bechadati with a new pit, ha Bechadati. Shemi'ol lo ha'ishav ugios. There was never a pit over here. Aser lasos b'chal shamoid. You're not allowed to do that in chal moed. Why? Dekatircha yitzera. Aval atiki with old ones. Shekvar hoyu lo sham ugios. They were always here. Vinistimu, somehow they got blocked off, or they got filled. Mutter lachzav lachov from b'chal shamoid. That's reopened and that's mutter. Why? It's a minimal tircha. What exactly, when does it become minimal, become too much? I don't know the answer to that question. Okay. Rabbi Lutzer ben Azariah Omer, ain't os. Right. Ain't os in a ta'ama of water initially on a moed or a shmita. You're not allowed to create one. So, Bishlam, a moed. I understand why you can't do this in a chalamoed. Bishlam de Katarach. Because you are, it's a tircha. El shvi is my time. Why can't you do? Why can't you build an ama on shmiyas? On shmiyas? Why should you be able to? There's nothing to do with land. You're not working the land. I want to build a birdhouse during shmita. Am I allowed to do that? That's nothing to do with the land. So do over here, right? Putting a building a canal is not a vodas karka. It happens to be on the land, but not a vodas karka.
Yeah, the purpose of it is.
To water the field.
What?
To water the field.
Right, so maybe
if you're building a pool field, that guy didn't start.
Right. But there's no issue of tircha on shmita. That's not a tircha. Fine, so the Gemara assume is mutter. What's the issue? What are you gonna do with the ones you build it? Right? So we said already in the Mishnah, you're allowed to irrigate a field. You're allowed to irrigate a Beis HaShlachan on Shemitah. You're allowed to do that. So I don't have a canal. I said, go build one. On Chol HaMoed, you can't. You know, it's such a big tircha. But no issue of tircha on Shemitah. Why not? What's the problem? So the answer is, Pligi ba Reb Zeira Reb Adar Bar Mamel. Chad Amar Ibn Shanira Ka'oder. Because it looks like you're working the land. It looks like. That's what David's saying. It looks like you're working on the land. What are you doing over there? It's out there the whole day in his field. No, I'm not working the field at Shemitah. What are you doing the whole day out there? Right? So Chad Amar, Mipnei Shemachshir Agapeha Lizria. Another issue, you are making the earth softer, and it helps it grow. That helps things grow better. By sticking this canal in the ground, you're making the earth softer. Have to get it in there. You're making it softer. That you know how to do on Shemitah. My Benayhu, what's the difference in these two answers? What? You think the same thing? The difference is the ka'asu mayim basrei. What if the water comes? The minute you put the canal in, the water comes right away. The water immediately comes. That's a big problem. You've just now prepared the land for planting. But if the leka. What do you mean? It looks like I'm. Now you can see what I was doing. It doesn't look like I'm planting at all. It doesn't look like I'm hoeing, whatever oder means, hoeing, weeding. It doesn't look like that. Why? Now it's clear that I was busy with a canal, which is mutter. So Gemara says, one second. But if you hold that the problem is that it looks like you're hoeing, wouldn't he agree that it's, at least you're still preparing for Shemitah? That can't be a difference. That's still a problem. You hold from both. Ella, you know what? Keep an eye on the difference is the kashakal mine vishadi lebroi. You took this canal and you put it outside, right? Shadi lebroi. You put it outside. I'm sorry. When you're digging the canal, you take the dirt and you throw it in the garbage. You took it and you throw it away. So Lamanda Amar Mibnei Shemach Shagapel is real leka. There is no soft earth. I took the soft earth and I put it away. But Lamanda Amar Shinirka, oh, they're ikka. But if you hold that the problem is, it looks like I'm working on the land, it looks like you're working on the land. So the Gemara says, one second. Doesn't it look like you're working on the land? Good. You're preparing the field. Lamai said, it's still a gzeira, it's still a chashash. So the Gemara says, no. Oder nami kika shakel beduchte manachlei. No. What does that mean?
He also puts it back.
He also puts it back. So therefore, it doesn't look like you're being oder. So Meimar Masti love Neshnirika Oder. Meimar said the problem is it looks like you're hoeing. And Vakashale to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah ad Belazar ben Azariah. And it's a steer between two statements of Belazar ben Azariah. Why? Miyam Belazar ben Azariah called Shinirika Oder Aser. But Belazar ben Azariah really said anytime it looks like you're hoeing, it's a problem. Vermini, 1 second. Osi Adam et Zivlo Oter. If somebody makes during Shemitah, he makes all his fertilizer into a big pile. Right? So Rameir Oser, Rameir says that's Aser. Achiyamik Shlosha Tvachim, to put the 3 tvachim in the ground. Oshiyagbiya Gimel Tvachim, or you raise the 3 tvachim off the ground. Hayalo davar muat, but if you have a little bit,
why?
Because otherwise it looks like you're fertilizing your field.
So then you should be allowed to make a mound.
What?
You should be allowed.
What do you mean? I have a big mound that's going to fertilize my whole field. No, I put it up on a pedestal. It's not here for fertilizer. It's here for next year in the Shemitah now, right? Or I put it in the ground. No, I'm not using it. But is it fertilizer sitting in your field? It's no better the demonstration of Shemitah. Of a Shemitah violation than that. So, but most of the if a little bit, they put a little bit more, it's not a problem. But Blazim and Isaiah Oser, he said it's Oser, Achiyamik Shlosha, O Achiyagbiya Shlosha, O Achiyitin Alasela, or you put on some rock. Right? Now, what does Blazim and Isaiah say? You're allowed to dig a pit to put the fertilizer in there. Doesn't it look like you're working your land on Shemitah? How come it's not a problem? By Chalamot, it was a big problem here. It's okay. So Reb Zera, what? What? No, he said you're allowed to. So the answer is Reb Zera, Reb Abba Bar Mamel. Chad Amar Kigon Shehemik. One said, no, the pit was there before Shemitah. It's before Shemitah you did it. Chad Amar, no, Zibulo Mochia Chalav. That, you have a big pile of fertilizer and I'm digging a pit. It's obvious you're digging the pit to put the fertilizer in it to save it. There shouldn't be a Shemitah violation. No one's going to think you're violating Shemitah. Just the opposite. This whole scenario shows you guys not doing anything wrong. Okay? Next. Umesakten etak mekulkalos b'moed. You're allowed to fix something that got broken on Chol HaMoed. My Amar of Abba, my mekulkalos, what does it mean mekulkalos? Amr of Abba, Shemaisa Amuka Tefach. If it was a Tefach deep, Ma'amida al Shisha Tvachim. It's supposed to be 7 tvachim deep. Somehow, it's only 1 Tefach deep. You want to make it much lower in the ground so that it can irrigate the field. That you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed.
Why isn't that a Tirka?
Huh?
Why isn't that a Tirka? You're making 5 tvachim more.
It's not a Tirka. Now, Pshita, it's obvious. Chatzi tefach, if the Amah was a half a tefach deep, al shlosha tvachayim, and it's supposed to be 3 tefachim deep, that's for sure usher. I'm not sure I understand this. Kivan de lo ofar maya, since the water won't pass through very well, lo klumhu, it's nothing. Apparently a half an Amah of a canal was too thin. Half a tefach, I'm sorry, was too thin. So that's not good. Tvachayim al shneim usher. 2 tvachim on 12, right? That's 12 deep. That's also aser. That's for sure a problem. Lo, you can't do it. Tvachayim al shiva. What about 2 tvachim on 7? Mahu, what's the story? Hacha chamisha kamamik. I need to lower it 5. Hacha chamisha kamamik. I need to do another 5. It was the same. Before we let you do 5 before. Odilma, kivim de ikaterchi yaseira. And since it's an extra tircha, ikka tircha tfei, it's too much. Okay, teiku. We don't have an answer to that question. One more line. Abba Abaya Shari Livnei Bar Hamdach. He let the people of Hamdach. L'shachufei Nahara. To uproot the branches of trees that were growing by the river. Rabbi Yirmiyah Shari. Rabbi Yirmiyah Shari Lahu Livnei Sachvasa. He let the people in the town of Sachvasa Lemichra Nara Tamima. Tamima? Yeah, Tamima. To dig. What? To dig out a river that was what? That was getting stuffed up. Clogged. Rabashi Shari Lahu Livnei Matzah Machatzia, he allowed the people of Matzah Machatzia, La'akduche Nahar Burnitz, to widen out the river that was called Burnitz. Amar, he said, Kivan Deshasu Minei Rabim, since a lot of people need it, Ki Rabim Dami, it's considered a tzorech of the Rabim, Utnan, and the Mishnah said, Osin Kol Tzorchei Rabim. You're allowed to do all the tzorechim for a Rabim. Okay?
You were very right.
I didn't disappoint you. Yeah. What? It was a little dry. We're talking about water the whole time.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we'll pick up tomorrow right over here on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Everyone have a very good Shabbos.